a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
For some reason, I keep thinking of one of the earliest Simpsons episodes where Bart orders a spy camera and he drives the mail carrier crazy every day. Lady, where's my spy camera? Here.
Lady, where's my spy camera? Where's my spy camera?
Here's your stupid spy camera.
Oh, thanks, man.
I think we're all going to be like Bart. Lady, where's my $1,200? Lady, where's my $1,200? It's $1,200 that you'll receive if you make less than 75 grand. $2,400 for couples who make less than 150 grand. You know this part already. So let's read the fine print. President Trump wants the IRS to send you money by April 6th. For all you shut-ins, today is March 27th, so we're talking 10 days from now. So April 6th might not be realistic. In 2008, it took the government 2 months to get stimulus checks out the door, but things do move a little quicker these days. If the IRS already has your direct deposit information, they'll slide that money right into your bank account. Now, if they don't have your direct deposit info, lady, where's my money? Lady, where's my money? You get the idea. A check eventually comes in the mail. But the government's also considering whether to send preloaded debit cards, which would be great for people who don't have bank accounts. Now, what if the government gets the amount they send you wrong? Well, you can try and call and complain. Good luck with that. More likely, you'll be able to fix the government's mistake when you file your 2020 taxes at the end of the year. So some advice. The government does make mistakes. It's true. So don't count your chickens before they hatch. Don't spend that money before you have it in your hot little hand. Okay?
Thanks, man.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.